Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now today I've got two entitled parent stories from the same person that happened within 20 minutes of each other. Like, how unlucky is that? Look, meeting one entitled person on any given day, that's unlucky. You've had a bad day, but two in 20 minutes? That's insane. Let's get into the first one. Apparently, not being single is rude. I'm 32 years old, but thanks to a genetic disorder called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, sorry if I've mispronounced that, guys, I'm typically mistaken for being much younger, sometimes as young as 15 to 18 years old, depending on what I'm wearing. I also dress in a very goth punk style, and I've dealt with an alarming number of creepy grown men who assume I'm a naive and exploitable teenager. While I can't know for sure how old the man in this story thought I was, we can probably assume young. So anyway, I was walking through my local mall on my way to get some groceries when this guy came up behind me and tapped me on the shoulder. Cause that's a great idea in the middle of a global pandemic. I turned around to see a balding white guy with a legit neck beard wearing an Evangeline hoodie. He looked to be in his 30s and with an altogether uncomfortably enthusiastic grin and a flourish of his hand, he said, "I'm sorry to bother you, but I just had to ask, are you single?" Having already dealt with a Karen not 20 minutes earlier, and that's the story we're going to come to after this one, I was in no mood to deal with this guy, and with a completely deadpan expression, I simply replied, "No." Not rude, or even brusque, just neutral. There was an awkward silence, during which his enthusiasm vanished, and a scowl replaced it. He huffed and literally shouted, "Well, there's no need to be such a freaking female dog about it." And then he stormed off, barking about how rude and ungrateful I was and how women are all the same. Quick little suggestion for you, pal. How about you start looking at yourself rather than blaming all women for being the same? How about you have a look at your technique in approaching women and think about why you may still be single at your age because of stuff like this? Now, I know it's a little bit harsh, but I mean, this guy is an absolute creep. Sorry, I don't really care. I don't want to get too deep, but honestly, like, when I see stuff like this, I just feel so bad for women in general because I've never had to go through this. I've never had some creepy old lady hitting on me. I mean, actually, that's just not really true. I have. Maybe that's a story for another time. But anyway, I never really felt like threatened or creeped out by it. It was just like a weird, even funny experience. If you want to hear that story, I'm more than happy to tell it to you, by the way. Drop a like on this video if you want to hear that. But anyway, the main point is I've never felt threatened by someone of the opposite gender hitting on me. That's what I really mean. But for OP in this story, yeah, it seems a bit funny after the event, you know, old creepy guy hitting on me. Oh, how weird. Let's laugh at him. But in that situation, I can imagine that she felt quite threatened, to be honest. Well, at least very uncomfortable. But as OP said in the penultimate paragraph here, she did actually have to deal with a Karen just 20 minutes before this event took place. Thankfully, she's written about that as well. Let's get onto that post. Right then, so here is that second post. Karen demands my seat, insisting she'd reserved it. I posted last night about an encounter I'd had with a neckbeard who tapped me on the shoulder, asked me if I was single, and then flipped out when I said no. And I mentioned that I dealt with a Karen not 20 minutes before that and would post the story if folks were interested, so here it is. OP then goes on to explain about Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. Again, I'm very sorry if I'm mispronouncing that. And how, you know, it makes her look younger than she actually is. She's actually 32 years old, but gets mistaken for being a teenager. But let's pick up the story as OP tells us about another effect of EDS. EDS often causes something called postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, which in simple terms means that being upright causes my heart rate to increase and my blood pressure to decrease. And the longer I'm standing, the worse it gets. If I'm standing for too long, I black out. I take medication that helps a lot, but I've had to stop taking it in order to get the Rona vaccine. So my heart and blood pressure are completely uncontrolled at the moment. I mean, don't get me wrong, guys. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I've had my vaccines, I can assure you of that. But having to stop taking medication that, you know, regulates your blood pressure and your heart rate just to get the vaccine for Corona? Is it worth it? It's a weird one, isn't it? Anyway, I just arrived at my local shopping mall and got hit with a wave of dizziness, which is a surefire sign that I need to sit down before I fall down. There were three armchairs together for customers to use, and I sat down in one that had an abandoned, empty shopping trolley next to it. The other two seats were occupied. I checked my numbers with the blood pressure monitor I carry with me, and they were pretty bad. BP of 105 over 68 and a heart rate of 138 BPM. Oh my god, I mean, I don't know my normal blood pressure, but I know that my resting heart rate at least is well under 60. I mean, I think it's normally about 55 or maybe a little bit less. So to have 138 just from walking around, that is mental. Yeah, something needs to be done there. So I downed a few salt tablets and started scrolling through Reddit on my phone while I waited for things to improve. About 2 minutes later, the wild Karen appeared. Now, this Karen matched the stereotype in every conceivable way and looked to be 45 to 50 years old. She marched over and barked at me to get out of her seat, claiming she'd clearly left her trolley next to it to reserve it. I told her the seats are there for everyone's use, and people leave empty trolleys all over the shopping center, so that really didn't mean anything. During previous disputes about seating, I've sometimes told people I couldn't move away because of my blood pressure, heart rate condition, but it's never seemed to help the situation, and ultimately it's none of their business, so I don't tend to mention it unless it's genuinely necessary. Karen, hand on hip, said she didn't ask for my idiot opinions, and that when an adult tells me to jump, the only acceptable response is how high. I laughed and said, "Lady, I'm 32 years old and I don't answer to you. Leave me the heck alone." She scoffed and said, "That is BS. Don't you dare lie to me. Where the heck are your parents?" I said that's none of her dang business and to stop harassing me because I'm not moving. As I was saying this, an older man vacated one of the other armchairs with a groan and an eye roll. You and me both, mates. So I gestured to it and said, "There you go, Karen. There's a free seat right there. Happy now?" Karen folded her arms and, with an entirely misplaced air of superiority, said, "That's your seat. This one is mine and you are going to move, young lady." Entirely done with her BS, I laughed and said a simple no, going back to my phone. Yeah, what is it with OP and saying simple no's? It's so good, but it's literally like one of the shortest words you could say. Incredible. At this point, she pretty much lost it. She shouted, "Get your fat ass out of my freaking chair," and kicked the side of the seat hard enough to make me jump. As I responded with a stunned, "Wow, you're legitimately crazy, aren't you?" a member of the cleaning staff took notice and came over. She told Karen to calm down and asked me if I needed her to call security. Now, I was going to say yes, please, but Karen jumped in and snapped, "Please do." And then to me, "I would love to see security drag you out by your ear." He must have been nearby because a security guard quickly appeared and asked me what the problem was. Of course, Karen again jumped in and started telling him that this stroppy little brat had pushed me out of my seat and stolen it from me, and how it was clearly hers because that's my trolley right there. The security guard turned to me and asked if that was what had happened. I said, "Actually, like I told her, I'm 32 years old and she didn't show up until after I'd sat down. She said she'd reserved the seat and I told her that that's not how it works. She's been harassing me to get me to move, and your colleague here saw her shouting and kicking the chair." Karen gasped, and with an accusational pointed finger, shouted, "You lying little dog!" But the cleaner backed me up. The security guard calmly told Karen that she can't claim or reserve seats she's not using, and that if she wanted to sit down, there were now two free seats right there. The third person had now also left. I'm not surprised. Karen went red in the face and barked back, "Listen here, you will make her move, or I will be having words with your manager." The security guard sighed and told Karen that she had two options. Either she could walk away now, leave me alone and be allowed to get on with her day, or he would be escorting her out of the shopping mall. Surprisingly, Karen actually went with a third option. She scoffed and stammered and eventually opted to shout about how unfreaking believable this all was and that she was going to the center management's office to get the security guard and the cleaner fired right freaking now. And then she stormed off, without her empty trolley, of course. The security guard let her leave, and unfortunately, I don't know what happened with her after that point.
The security guard apologized to me for her behavior, and I told him it wasn't his fault, and that I was sorry he and the cleaner had to deal with stuff like that too. He excused himself, saying he should probably follow her to make sure she made it to the center manager's office without any further incidents along the way. And I chatted with the cleaner a bit about how ridiculous and childish people can be. She told me this was far from the worst or weirdest she'd seen, and that I wouldn't believe the stuff some people do, but she didn't elaborate. Wow, sounds like we need the cleaner to make a Reddit account real quick and get posting those stories. A plus side was that the whole situation had aided in increasing my blood pressure, so I sat there for another 10 minutes to let my heart rate level out, and I was then able to get up and carry on with my day. If I see that security guard while I'm at the shops this afternoon, I'll be sure to ask him what happened and update this post.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And there we go. A big thank you to OP for posting those two stories. And also, more importantly perhaps, a big thank you for finally revealing the free, optimal way to regulate your blood pressure. Just have an interaction with a Karen. Incredible. It seemed to work. Don't get me wrong. To be fair, I know what it's like. You're sitting on those nice comfy chairs at like some little mall or whatever, some, you know, shopping center. You go to one shop, come back and the chair's gone. But you wouldn't ever cry about it. You wouldn't ever be like, you know, if that was my chair, I had it reserved. That's just not true. It's public. It's public property. It's not a restaurant. It's just a chair in the middle of a shopping center. You can't reserve that sort of stuff. Also, you know, it's just a matter of principle for this Karen, because another chair becomes available, she doesn't go to it immediately, because it's not really about the chair. It's about her, you know, wanting to be right. And that is sort of the thing with all these stories, really, isn't it? It's not really about what is fair or, you know, what the Karen actually wants. They more just want to be proven right and, you know, have their ego stroked a little bit more and just made to feel better about themselves. You know, it's not about what's fair. It's about what they want. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. Really hope you have enjoyed it. If you did and you want more from me right away, check this out right here. Get your mouse or your big old fat finger and click on it. I don't know if you're fat. I didn't mean that. Skinny finger? Oh no, not skinny. Normal finger? What do you think of my fingers? Is that going to focus? Well, I mean, to be fair, what a finger, by the way. You ever seen a nicer finger than that? That's a bloody lovely finger. Couldn't call me a fat finger. Don't know why you'd call me a fat finger. You know what? If you're still watching right now, you need to be checked out, because what is happening? No, seriously, what's happening? The video is still going and you're still watching. Just click that, please. Just save yourself. Or actually click that, you know, click anything. Just off this video. All right, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.